The League of Women Voters, Heal Utah, and the Alliance for a Better Utah were just a few of the groups attending the ALEC Exposed events. Transparency in ALEC was the main concern of the organizations. Jen Gonnelly is the co-legislative director for Utah's League of Women Voters. She says transparency is key to having the same type of access to legislators as ALEC.
This is about every person having a vote. It is extraordinary access these corporations have to the legislators. I don't have that sort of access.
On Wednesday, ALEC ranked Utah as number one for economic outlook as part of its Rich States, Poor States Economic Competitive Index. Royce Van Tassel is the vice president of the Utah Taxpayers Association. He said legislators are attracted to ALEC because of its principles in limited government, personal responsibility, and the free market.
It adds the data to the principles, and that's why I think so many state legislators are attracted. Not only is it rhetoric, the data also backs up the principles in terms of what works in the real world.
General Motors and Walgreens are the most recent corporations to terminate their relationship with ALEC on Thursday. Ray Howes, KUER News.